And good morning or good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your hostess for the Higher Dimension, Phyllis Pricer, and it's a wonderful day in the holiday season. I hope you all are doing well. My thoughts and prayers go out to you. And someone mentioned to me today that years ending in 9 were always tough years for her, she said, and the doors were closing. But you know what? She said the doors always open to something better when that decade was over, and she's absolutely right, because it is a transition, a year of transition. And our wonderful guest today is a dear friend of mine, Maureen McGill. Maureen, welcome again to the Higher Dimensions.
Thank you for having me on today, Phyllis.
Oh, it's always a joy having you on, and I know people are going to want to listen to you and to get perhaps a reading from you. I'm going to ask you to begin by giving a little information about yourself. I know all about you, but I'm going to assume not everyone does. Give a little, you know, just give a little background about yourself and how you came to be where you are and what you do for your day job.
All right. Well, my name is Maureen McGill, and I'm an associate professor at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. And I teach dance courses and movement for actors and direct a dance ensemble at the university, choreographed for the students. Mm-hmm. And I also teach a course in healing arts of mind and body, in which I introduce different healing modalities for students in alternative healing. And I've also have an interest here in the intuitive arts, and I've been practicing that for the last 10 years. And I've been connected with a group here in the Seattle-Tacoma area called the Melanetti.com work, and that's directed by Arlene Tognetti. And she's a published astrologer and author and tarot reader. And she's been my mentor in the tarot, and I've pursued the tarot, and I read locally at a restaurant here in the Tacoma area, and then I also do private parties, and I do fairs 3 times a year in the Seattle area. So,
wow,
you a little bit about me.
Yeah, you keep yourself off the streets and out of trouble.
Sure.
Anyway, I was had sent you an email about the snow in D.C. Well, it was okay. I mean, there's a whole lot of nothing. All my spring and summer flowers are wilting in the process. I can stand at the door and watch them sort of just slowly crumble and die. But they had a good run. They had a good run this year. And I just love flowers, and I like to keep them as long as I can. But it's been a glorious year. How's the weather been out in your area?
Well, you know, we just hit a little cold snap here, and we don't usually get a cold snap this early in December, but we've hit into the 30s,
really?
Which is usual. We do have just a high cloud cover today, but there's no moisture in the plan. They said maybe some slight flurries, but no accumulations whatsoever. And that's pretty unusual for this early. We don't usually get any real cold snaps till January, if we even get them, you know.
Right. Well, the same thing here. Usually early December is pretty neat in Washington, D.C., but I have a feeling this year we're going to have a little bit more snow than usual. We'll see what the weatherman has to say. After all, everybody has their own 2 cents to put in.
You don't have an accumulation then? Is it melting?
No. It never even stuck on my grass at the front. Some places out in the suburbs have 4 or 5 inches. I didn't even get one sitting on a blade of grass in my front yard. Backyard had some with some ice this morning, but not at all otherwise, and I am just amazed. Everybody else had a little snow in the yard, but not me. So I'm not sure whether I'm a hot mama or what, but...
That's funny.
No snow for Phyllis, not yet.
That's good.
Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about what you think is going to be coming in this new year, since you're a wonderful tarot reader. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, do feel free to call in and ask Maureen questions to get a free reading, or just to ask what's coming, or if you have something in particular that you wish to know about, a business plan, a business proposal, whatever coming down the pike, I'm sure she'd be glad to be of assistance to you. So... meanwhile, what's going to happen in the new year, do you think, my dear? What's it called?
Oh, gosh, I think, you know, just like the economy has said, we're in for lots of changes that are happening here in terms of government. I'm picking some cards on it, and I got the King of Cups, who I think is our leader, heart-centered man, trying to make things happen here, offering kindness to children. I think that's younger people, so that could involve health care, you know, making a shift for the younger people for health care or education, that kind of thing. Maybe there'll be some significant changes there. I do pick the card of Four of Pentacles, which means everybody's going to be holding their wallets pretty tight in the next year because things are going to be tricky there in the economy. There's some choices that are going to have to be made at the government level and or health level. It's going to create some fear. Change always creates fear, but it's always usually for the best. At first, it's going to seem like it's disorganized or, you know, not together, but I think if people have patience, we'll see some good changes happening.
Okay. Wow, that sounds wonderful. So you think that...
Pulling cards, as I tell you this, because I haven't really reflected yet much on the kind of world picture here for the next year, but I'm just trying to pull some cards on it. Yeah, I think there's going to be some changes. The Ten of Swords comes up, so, well, we're going into 2010. We're leaving the 9 year, which is the finishing in the 9 in numerology is the finishing, completion.
Right. The 1,
which is, new beginnings, new hope. So I do think that we're going to be finishing something financially that it's going to change. Things are going to shift.
Yeah, it has to get better. Once people realize that we do go on and it's going to be okay, I found that in my own perambulations in the city, there's a lot of stuff going on that there's a lot of holdup in the monies that are being released. So my feeling is there is going to be some difficulty in getting these funds into the marketplace. My gut feeling is, without even looking at the cards, there's going to be another scandal of some sort and a profound shift because there are those who are in power financially who simply haven't gotten it yet, and they're creating another bubble. And I think that's up in the Wall Street area of just trading among themselves, which is not going to help. My feeling is... the house of cards is going to tumble, and this time there isn't going to be the bailout to help them that there was before. And that's just my gut feeling. I don't know why I'm feeling that way. It's just a sense sometimes I get a flicker or hello, something or other. I don't know what to put. It's not even a instinct. It's just something like a knowing that something isn't right and things are going to happen as a result. And it's unfortunate, but this time it's going to be those who are at the higher food chain, not the lower food chain, like us.
Mm.
And that's just my sense, that the imbalance is going to be corrected, and it's going to be very, very painful for those who have not participated and moved forward into a new way of thinking. So that's for whatever it's worth. I don't know how accurate it is. I don't do this very much. It's just something that I have a gut feeling about, and, please don't go to the bank on my account because I'm not sure how accurate it is. I would like to think that there is adjustment that's going to help a lot of people, but I do.
And as you were saying, which is interesting insight, I've been picking some cards, and the cards show that we're not seeing something clearly about overseas markets or overseas, so maybe that's all as part of this thing that you're picking up as well.
Yeah, it could be because we are a global economy and have been for some decades now. And I think good things are going to come out of Asia. I know it doesn't seem that way now, but I do think that good things are going to come out of Asia. And I'm reminded of what Edgar Cayce had to say, 40, 50 years ago, that if things are not straightened out by the U.S., then you can look to China for them to become the balancing act or the new hope of the world. And I think, given financially what's happening now, I would say that's fairly accurate. What do you think?
I think that's possible. I'm pulling some cards on it. What about China or Asia? It says judgment, some sensitivities there about money distributions and large banks. I don't know what that is. Strength.
Oh,
partnerships and wishes around partnerships. So, and stars. So, maybe there's some significant shifts there with the Asian markets that help us. It says the star next to it.
Yes, it is. I'm pretty sure of that. And at any rate, it'll be interesting to find out what happens. It won't. So, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to call in. When you started this, what nudged you into going into tarot reading, Maureen?
I don't know. I don't know if it's being in dance or being involved with movement, but I've always felt that I've been intuitive and had some intuitive skills. And then I had the honor to work with Arlene once a year for a personal chart that she did in astrology, and that's Arlene Tognetti, and that really influenced me to think about working with some kind of a tool, and then I used the tarot after that point. So, use it as a tool.
How long did it take you to develop that gift?
I think it was about 3 years of studying before I felt confident about, using it in a public way.
Is it very difficult to learn?
Is it difficult to learn? I don't think intuition is difficult to learn. I think it's a matter of just turning into intuition and, being aware of your senses at the beginning. And once you become aware of the senses, then it's amazing what can open up to you in terms of information.
Which
do you agree with that? Or?
Yeah, I do agree with that. Because for me, intuition, one of the last things that I've done is enter into reading tarot. And I use the James Wandless pack. But it's really, as I'm thinking about it, explaining to people, whether you use a tarot or anything else, it's a matter of becoming aware, as you say, which is a phrase I often use, being aware. But I also think that you could use anything, and tarot is simply one instrument that one can use for becoming more aware of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think we tend to think that people have a certain blessing and they have a talent and that's it, and then they want everybody to read for them or do for them or tell them what to do. I find that very difficult. I'm always chivying people to please use your own intuition. Please, if it doesn't feel right, don't accept what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Follow your own intuition because we are responsible for what we think and do. The tarot is a very useful gift. I Ching is another one. I know virtually nothing about that. But I really think all of them are there to help us use our own particular gifts.
Psychometry, is another gift that people have. And you hold an object and then sense the vibrations that come through that particular object.
Right. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. It's using different objects. I think I've mentioned this before. I had a teacher of psychic abilities who was hired by an attorney when he wasn't sure whether he wanted to take the client on or not, and he wanted to know if the client was telling him the truth. And after the client would leave, he'd have her sitting in the outer lobby and would ask her to come in and sit in the chair that the person occupied, and she would read with her rear end, so to speak.
Oh, boy. I don't think we can make too many comments on that one.
But she would literally read from the energy of the through her rear end, really, of the people who had been in the chair. So you can read, and she said it wasn't until years later that she was told that you could only read from metal objects when she was attending class, and she thought, gee, that's strange.
That's really funny. Because I have a friend who's very, very intuitive, psychic abilities, and she does psychometry and always asks for a person's jewelry. So if they have a watch on or a ring on or something that they're holding close to them. Well, this gal that she was reading didn't have any jewelry on or didn't have anything near her except her shoe. And she handed her shoe. And the psychic turned to me and said, whatever you do, never read somebody's shoe. Because you never know where it's been. And I thought that was really funny. Really funny. It's almost like your story.
Well, I can see an objection to holding a shoe personally. But you can do a hair comb, you can do a comb, you can do anything that belongs. So one thing you don't want to do is hand someone for reading a object that had belonged to someone else, especially if that person had, it might be from, say, an heirloom, but if that person had a stronger personality or a very particular capability, that reading might overshadow would overshadow your energy. And they might get a reading for the person to whom the object originally belonged. So, if you're going to have that, try to remember to make it something that is only yours or has only been owned by you. That's just a forewarning because it can cause confusion. I've done that too. We've taken, when we get our training, we are taking words written on a piece of paper and give readings from the writing on the paper. And we don't even necessarily know it's male or female or the person's living or dead. It's a matter of we're just handed a piece of paper and told to give a reading on it. And once you open yourself up to one area of psychic abilities, ways to find out what's going on, you have pretty much an ability to move into other areas of psychometry or readings. So it is what I consider a living, expanding, growing gift, that it's not just in one area for one person. But I really find that many people are afraid to take responsibility for what will come through them. There's this fear, and that fear, I'm not sure why it is. Maybe you have an idea, but I am not sure about why you would be afraid to understand or to learn more about yourself or your life.
I don't know. I think maybe it's just old thinking of not being right at it, or the danger part of it, perhaps, warning somebody about danger. Maybe they don't that kind of responsibility. I don't know.
Okay. You mean like so there might be danger, or you might see something negative in the person?
Right.
Well, thing is, you want to be honest, but you don't want to scare people either, because the other thing I always mention is that things can change. They're not written in stone.
That's right. And everyone has choices. And everyone
exactly.
can make choices about what happens next. And I think
exactly.
the tarot and the intuition just gives you insights about past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it from there. So, Phyllis, yeah. maybe you have a question for me today.
Well, okay. I had a terrific meeting on Thursday. And it was regard to the nursing assistant program. And I was given to understand that this corporate entity, I think it's an offshoot of the federal government, I'm not sure. That was my take on it anyway. It's interested in the program. They want to have information on the nursing assistant program. Then they want me to meet with officials, then to do meet other officials and meet with government officials of the Department of Labor, and so forth and so on. Is that the way this is going to fly? Does that feel like a good fit?
It says Wheel of Fortune, there's possibility of taking chances there. Coming home to success is the next outcome. And Ace of Wands is body, mind, and spirit. So there is a possibility of new beginnings, new hope in this work.
Okay.
I don't know about things so much. It depends on money. Well, what else does? Three of Pentacles and Papers, it says. And
yep.
the Wish card, Nine of Cups, is at the end of it. So, yes, I think there is a potential in this. And isn't that what your gut has been telling you?
Yeah, but there's still, I just want to ask more questions. There's one small program that could be done beginning of the new year. Is that going to come through, or is that just one of these casualties of the current economic situation? Because I understand trying to get funds now is very, very difficult. There's a lot of interest, but no money. Everybody thinks it's a great idea, but there you go.
The first card, unfortunately, does say Ten of Swords, not ready or not yet or finished or something.
Right.
But right next to that, it says Knight of Cups, an offer, and then it says waiting, and then the truth, a forward-pushing figure. I don't know if that's you or somebody else, and the Wish card on top of that. So it very well could be that it's just a short waiting period, and then it happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it,
well, that's
fabulous. I have February, but I don't know if I can trust that completely.
You have February?
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense. Everything dies before or just goes into some sort of a sweet little haven between now and the new year. At least in Washington, D.C., nothing gets done. They all hibernate from Thanksgiving on. And you're lucky if you can find anybody.
Except this year.
That's out there, too?
Except this year. It's been a little different.
It is? Why, they're in hiding now.
they're making a health plan.
They're making things really difficult. Well, yeah, it's been a difficult year, and it's going to be a little bit more difficult, I think, before the end. But somehow I feel 2010 is going to be a good step forward. I really do. And I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to call in and get a reading. My goodness, is everybody in bed today?
You have that call-in number, Phyllis?
Yeah, I do. It's 1-888-815-9756. These readings are really wonderful, and Maureen is a very good reader, and I've been very pleased. She's been very accurate with me, quite frankly, and so I thought you all might enjoy talking to her again, as it's been a while, and seeing what we can come up with. But you do have to actually make the phone call, you know, in order to talk to her. Give us a call. I can't think of anything else, because other than what is going on in this world, and have you considered teaching in tarot, or is that something you just would rather leave to your friend, who Arlene or Arnette?
Arlene, yes, Arlene Tagnetti.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm quite interested in that right now. I enjoy doing the work on a one-to-one level right now, or, you know, in a group setting, but I'm not so interested in teaching per se. I do have another project that I'm working on, though, with another woman.
Oh, that's right.
And that project is a book that we have written. I'm pretty excited about that, and we've been sending it out to publishers and hope that we will soon hear something positive. And the book is a collection of stories, and some of your listeners might have a story for us. They're a collection of stories of how our loved ones give us information from the other side once they pass on.
Uh-huh.
And they not only give us messages, but we can also connect with them as well. And again, with through the intuition, whether it be dreams or listening with our senses to get an answer from them.
Yeah, I know. I've given you a couple of stories. I don't know what you used, but I know I gave you a story or two, and some of the other people I've referred taken stories. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. May I help you?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie, and where are you from?
I am in upstate New York.
Oh, how wonderful. How can we serve you today?
Well, I was interested in getting a reading, if that feels right.
Well, go ahead.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Maureen, and I work with a question, so if there's a particular question you might have, I work with a question, so...
Okay,
about love,
thank you.
Money, work, career, family, travel.
Yes, I guess it's the age-old question about life purpose, and I know that, I mean, I've developed an understanding to believe that our life purpose is not necessarily anything written in a blackboard in the sky, but something that we can develop or choose. And I'm just wondering if any particular propensities come forth to you in my reading that would point me in a more specific direction.
Okay, I'm shuffling my cards, and I'm going to put them in three piles. And I'm going to ask, you know, kind of what's coming for your life purpose. And it says justice is right now, and five of pentacles and ten of cups. And five of pentacles is either maybe working with people who have challenges, or there's some challenges around you with family, I don't know which, or maybe... that's part of your work right now, is helping people deal with challenges in their lives, families. It says that the first outcome is four of wands. You're on the right path, girl. It's like that's coming together, or there's been a recent offer to you of bringing some of this, I don't know, passage for your own well-being is coming together, it says. And then ace of wands, new love, new beginnings, new help is coming. In your fears, you worry about money, or you worry about papers or writing. It says what stands next to you coming is three of cups. Those are celebrations coming together again. I think what you have to get through is this feeling of I'm not good enough, or I'm afraid I'm going to fail at this or whatever, because your final outcome is six of cups. That's offering kindness to children or sweetness and finishing up an old way of being in that. Does that make any sense?
Oh. Well, working with people with challenges, I've always been kind of more leaning towards the helping professions, although I'm not, I never followed the career path of being a therapist or anything like that, but I definitely have that streak in me, but I'm also a performer. I was writing these social monologues for a while and performing those, and I'm also a musician. My husband and I have a band, and we're actually releasing our third album, which is a rock opera.
Oh, how cool.
And I guess I'm just in a place of feeling like I feel like I'm in a very generative time in my life, but I have nothing on the slab, so to speak. But I, you
well,
know, my nephew is autistic.
Ephemeral, you know, it doesn't feel like it's right there for you, but, you know, you're doing what your heart's desire is. It says Eight of Pentacles. You're working away at things. Eight of Pentacles. You got Seven of Pentacles and Eight of Pentacles. And there's an offer coming up, and there's two options when you get this offer. And
yeah.
One has to do with a business deal. It's a new beginnings, new hope, and it could mean some travel with your group.
Yes. And I'm wondering if, Maureen, if you're able to pick up whether it is linked to my husband or, see, there's this sort of line between my own personal work and then his project, which is the music, which I'm very much kind of his employee, which is great. But it is fulfilling. But it's like kind of like a fork in the path for me, because either I'm focusing on me or I'm focusing on his work. But my guess is that because of the music that he's written, this enormous project that we're going to be releasing in the spring, it probably has to do with that.
I think it does. But it does
yeah.
give you a wish card next to these choices that you're making about it. Like maybe you don't quite feel alone in it, or I don't know what that is, but it says you're getting your wish, you're making choices, you're sitting at the bunch working. Knight of Pentacles is around you, so that must be your hubby, and taking chances, mm-hmm. and it's good. Top dollar in this project that you guys are working with. I feel like it brings people together, or there's something about, maybe you bring that element of pass the music into a collaboration that's, you know, that you don't know about yet. You know, it's like another door that's going to open.
What I'm
yes,
doing.
It is. It is very much meant for human beings to boy, it's not, in other words, it's not a selfish artistic project. It is meant in a zeitgeist format. It's very relevant to the times and what we're going through as a country on a very deep spiritual level. It's actually about, the storyline very briefly is about a Wall Street broker who goes psycho and moves out to the country. Then he goes back to the city and he tries to tell everyone what he's learned. And so it's a hero's journey. And I think that, it will hopefully bring the listener a sense of relevance to mm-hmm. a lot of the things people are experiencing, because mm-hmm. it's literally like my husband's been in a deep state of meditation for the last 5 years as a labor of love writing it. But anyway, what a wonderful reading, and thank you so much.
Possibility that it will extend. It says there's an offer in this work to go farther, like to travel with it, so it could be even overseas. And it says coming home to success. So I just think you should keep open to what the possibilities are, what you can contribute. I'm getting nothing but positive cards here, buddy. New beginnings, new hope. It's like this work is about spirit. It's not just about, like you said. And Three of Cups, there's a celebration in this work, too. So,
thank you so much. It brings a tear to my eye almost to know that my husband will be recognized for what really is something that's been very meaningful for him to produce. So, and it's meant for other people. It's meant to be of service. So I certainly appreciate hearing that.
Can I ask you anything else here? Have you looked into the West Coast? Because I'm picking up the sun, and the sun could represent a warmer climate, which could be Los Angeles or a warmer place, you know. And I don't know if you're working out to the West Coast or not, but there's a possibility of that. The sun can also represent younger people, you know, that just affects younger people.
Well, yeah, you know, topics of this nature seem to be, they seem to resonate very much with college-age people, even though we're rock musicians, we are a little older than that. And but a lot of times with the subject matter therein, having to do with government corruption and things like that, I didn't mention that earlier, but that's another thread inside the work.
Mm-hmm.
College-age kids are very tuned into that. And also my husband's music in past years has gotten a great deal of radio play on college radio stations. So there could be some truth to that. And as far as the sun goes, that looks pretty good as I'm staring out my window at a new sun.
You're not the only one.
Right. What I was going to say is that I feel I'm picking up, aside and apart from that, is that this vehicle is going to provide you the means to move into what you really will find as your heart's desire a little down the road. Does that make sense?
That would be great, because what I would really love most is to have community with other people,
mm-hmm.
and to be of service from the heart. I mean, if there's one thing that
yes.
would call out to me, it's that. I'm just trying to find the right modality, and perhaps music will be the channel.
Well, it's going to open up. I think it's going to give you the freedom that you need financially to do what you want to do. So I think that's what I'm picking up, that it is that through this work, you are going to be able to achieve your dream, which is more expanded as the time goes on. Does that make sense to you now?
Yes, thank you very, very much. And I thank you both for giving me the time for such a lovely reading and such a great radio show today. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much. We hope you'll keep listening. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, it just feels really positive. While she was,
yes.
I don't know if she's still listening, but I really pick up some choices and the wish around it, and for her really to hold that lantern for the truth for the world. So that's exciting.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And as I said, I was seeing the success of this music is going to provide the means to move forward in doing the other things that she would like to do. And they will come when she is ready. It will be there, but they're building to that success right now, and I think that's what we're seeing. So there are very positive movements for many people, and certainly for young people, which is, I was going to say, the college kids of today are so much smarter in some ways than we were. And even my children, who are now older and moving into middle age, it's just amazing. You got to really run hard to keep up with them.
That's for sure.
Well, thank you, and I hope someone else will call in, because it's always a joy to hear this. There's a great deal going on in the world, and most of it's fascinating. I know with the work that I do with little ones, I see how much growth these children have in the spirit world. They seem to be, well, I think children who've been born with challenges and difficulties, physical and emotional and mental, I have always seen them as having a special gift, as being harbingers for a great change in the people around them and in their families and in the schools. I look at these children who are born this way as gifts. They come in to give us the opportunity to serve them and to teach us what true love is about and what patience and long suffering is. I think they may have karma of their own, but they give us a magnificent gift, and I think that's what I see in many ways with people today. And those who are ill or physically challenged are offering each of us a unique gift to be of service to others. And that's how I perceive it. It's really a neat thing to do, to go to work and just be so excited to find the new little babies there and to work with each one individually. And I know you have fun going and giving readings, because it provides you the opportunity to provide a service from gifts that you yourself have, that you've worked towards. And, you know, it's all of us doing things together to be a service to each other. And it's an exciting world if you look at it that way, isn't it?
It really is.
Meanwhile, on a cheerful note, I don't know. I was thinking, is there anything else I wanted to know about today? If people don't call in, I'm certainly going to be a greedy little pig and get what I can by way of readings, because I always love to know. Do you see those pictures being sold? We haven't heard a word yet about those pictures that are supposed to be sold. You know what I'm talking about. Were supposed to be sold in February. Do you see that as a successful conclusion?
I just shuffled the cards, and I'm doing three piles. And it just says that there's some change around those pictures right now. I mean, like, big change. Somebody's walking away from this or a project, and they're trying to cut something away, maybe the validity of who it's by or whatever, the artist. It says the moon, it's not quite here yet. The moon is hidden, or hidden agendas around a little bit. But then it's Nine of Pentacles. There's some money to be made from this. New beginnings, new hope. King of Cups, there's a man around it, a artistic man who's around their final decisions or something.
Yeah.
It says, you hold the truth in this, something about a message coming to you about some choices, and then the wish card.
Mm.
So it's not going to happen right away, but I do believe there will be the wish next to it.
Okay, and that could be February.
Oh, time-wise?
Yeah.
First Occam says the moon, so it's hidden from us, so I hope it doesn't mean during Cancer, which is a ways away, which is July. Let's see, when would this happen?
Good Lord, I may become too old by then.
Would this happen? When would they find out? Oops, it's within six. Let's hope it's 6 weeks.
6 weeks would be about right.
Okay, and then it says Temperance after that, so you're going to need to be patient next to those 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's something has to be let go of on this. I don't know what has to be let go of. It's some choices that they have to make. And again, something there's some kind of hidden agenda. You're going to get a message, a phone, fax, or email. And I don't know if they want to cut the price or cut something around it, but something is going to be cut around it, and it'll present itself with stability, which is Nine of Pentacles, money, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if they ask you to come to a meeting or something like that. I don't know what that would mean.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's interesting. About 6 weeks would be about exactly right. That'd be about February, right?
Hope so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I hope we get another call in, ladies and gentlemen. 1-888-815-9756. Feel free to call. You might ask and give some information on yourself again where people can contact you, because maybe someone wants to give a gift of a reading from you for Christmas.
Right. Well, they could email me at body, B-O-D-Y, senses, S-E-N-S-E-S, at juno.com. That's one way to get a hold of me. Or they can get a hold of me through area code 253-752-3299.
Excellent. And on the way, is there anything else that you're being led to discuss with us today that we should know? Anything that popped up?
You know, I did start talking about my book a little bit, which I'm excited about. I'm writing about with this other woman. And, you know, you did share two amazing stories with us, and one of them, which was of your mother's passing, which was quite beautiful, and the when you were up in the mountains and distributing her ashes that time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And just the passing itself of your mother and the beautiful light that was around her in the passing. So that story is in our book. And the other co-author also has a similar story to that, which she's going to shared in the book, too, as well.
Well, that there's a lot of interest in generated in the field of the passing and going beyond. When people... Often, when someone passes, there is the possibility of knowing that this person now, knowing when someone comes again, is their life after death. I know there's a book out by some other people called Is There Life After Death? And I thought that was a book, the title was already used by one of the, I can't think now, I'm horrible with names, one of the other more famous writers like... Miss Kubler-Ross and Raymond Moody, but it's a similar title as to his, and talking about people whose passing can be corroborated. And I found that there is a great deal of interest moving forward, that more people believe now than before, and are receiving information from those who've passed on and are listening more. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's a very good thing. That's important.
You know, and they're validating their dreams now and knowing that those are visitation dreams. And they're validating those touches that they receive when they're sitting on the couch and they feel their loved one touch them. And they're validating that fragrance that comes to them of a particular perfume or aftershave lotion, you know, that they remember from their loved one.
Fair, that's the word I was
they're willing to talk about. Before, they weren't so willing to talk about it, you know.
Hmm. Well, that because they thought they were told they were going crazy, and here's a drug to stop it, you know.
Right.
And it's I don't know. It's amazing when for centuries people believed in this, and now all of a sudden modern science says it doesn't exist, and now they say, well, maybe it does exist. Maybe you're not as crazy as you think you are, which is nice to know. But it's very difficult sometimes for all of us to continue on when we don't get any validation. It doesn't happen in the same way to each of us. As you mentioned, the validation can appear as a feeling of someone sitting beside you, or of someone of a fragrance, or a dream, or another person coming up and just giving you a message. I know that's happened to me. Someone will just turn to me and say something completely out of the blue, which has a tremendous meaning for me, and they have no clue. So,
or it could be a song over the radio that
yeah.
was your song that you connected
yes.
together, and out of the blue that song comes on with no advertisements or anything.
Right.
I mean, there are ways that they communicate with us, even through electronics, lights going on and off, or radio televisions going on and off.
Well, you know, another reason is waking. I know I've been told, and I think I read it in Edgar Cayce, I may have heard it somewhere else, but when there is a communication that's going to be coming to you, you might be awakened at the night with your what sounds to be your phone ringing. And so you wake up thinking the phone is ringing, and there is no ringing. The phone is not rung. But it is the use, as you mentioned, and that brought it to mind, of electronic communications to get to your awareness to tell you an important message is coming. And no, you're not crazy.
But
I've woken up a few times. Or hearing your name called. That's very profound.
Mm.
That's, you know. So if you have any of this happening, no, you're not having an auditory hallucination. Please remember that there are those who love you who are trying to get a message to you. It could be your angel, a mentor. It just depends, and it's up to you to become aware. This is their way of getting your attention, short of using a 2x4, which I want to tell you from experience is real painful.
you do not
want to be awakened by a 2x4 packing you on the head, because it isn't going to work for you very well. That I have had some of that happening, that I've had the phone ringing, and I wake up, and there's no echo now. Normally when a phone rings, you know there's an echo to it. You know what I'm saying? There are aftertones.
Yes.
When a phone rings. The difference when I'm awakened to this phone is there's no aftertone. It's just an abrupt ring, but with no remaining sound or an echo. And that has happened to me a few times lately. And I usually answer with what and then go back to sleep, you know. I'm really tired at night sometimes. So, but that is usually, I get a very impressive dream sometimes after that, one that really calls my attention. I don't know if that's something that you've been used to. Well, it looks like we've got another caller. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Linda from Florida.
Well, hello.
How are you today?
Linda from Florida, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Oh, good. How may we help you today, dear?
Well, I had a question
about
some money that is owed me from the government, and I was wondering if or when I might be getting it.
Well, is your name Chase Manhattan Bank or Bank of America? You probably have a quicker chance. No, I'm being very sarcastic. I'm sorry. Would you like to take this one, Maureen?
Yeah, well, I just shuffled the cards, and it says that says the intuition is around it right now, and you're feeling sad, and you're trying to get over troubled waters around this money thing. In the recent past, something finished up. The first outcome is, I don't know why emotions come into this, but it's like an emotional issue. But in your fears, there's the money, there's a meeting, it's waiting, it's within two, it's emotional again. I don't know what the emotional thing is around this money. I don't know, was there children connected to this money too, or somebody from the past? What is that? And it says waiting.
No. Actually, a disability.
Ah.
Okay. It says fear, decisions, coming home to success and power and authority and the star. So, and a judgment. It's just down the road. It's just not coming fast enough.
That's for sure.
I wish I could have a timing. I'm going to pick some cards on the timing. I do think you're going to get it, but it's just not coming fast enough. Maybe the Six of Cups represents somebody helps you out in the meantime or something, a friend or something like that. Let's see. Will she get this money? When will this money come through? Fear, it says. Coming home to success, judgment, choices, it's coming. Star and justice. So you're getting it. It's not too far. I don't know the timing, but I don't think it's too far away.
But yeah.
Because when I get these cards, these are fast cards.
Mm-hmm.
Could be within 6 weeks. Because it says six,
wow.
Love, the star, justice, and strength.
Well, that's
all
good.
Right. Do you see a move for me related to this?
A move, okay, let's see. I don't know, Phyllis, do you want to comment on the money thing?
I also have a sense that it is coming, and my feeling it's just a matter of bureaucratic delays. And I think this is just what you run into when you deal with government issues, these delays which seem interminable and slow to move, mainly, I could tell you why, but it doesn't matter why. I do see it coming, and I do see it in the not distant future. Again, I would say within a month or two, you're going to have this money. And while it's slow and coming, it'll be, once it starts, it'll be there for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Great.
Okay.
In terms of the move, I'm getting there's an offer to move, but you're just not sure whether you want to do it. Page of Swords, you're like paying attention to messages inside about it. There's some guy or some fellow that wants to push you into this move, or you need to finish something up about that. I don't know what that means. There's some challenges around leaving the home or the house or sadness. Listen to your own intuition. You're prepared to handle change. You have new beginnings, new hope. Maybe it depends on work opportunities, whether you go or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it might be more creative. Go.
I'm sorry?
It might be more creative for you if you did go.
Yeah.
You know,
most
if you did make them.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, definitely. That makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense? Good. Does it feel right?
Yeah.
It feels right, yeah. When you're waiting for governmental issues, I can only tell you wait and wait some more because it is short of having a gun to their head. They're not going to do anything really fast. That's just the way they are. So, but it's coming.
Afraid of. Do you see that I have to take some alternative steps to get it to come, or it will just come?
Do you have an attorney on it yet?
No.
Okay. I don't think it's going to be necessary.
I don't either.
No.
I thought even though you have fear, I say to dissolve around your own fear on this right now in Six of Wands. Keep seeing the check coming in the mail or however it's supposed to come, you know what I mean? Because I've got fear card and then coming home to success next to it. So it's coming. Justice and the star.
And
justice, star is the highest card in the deck, and justice means that this is meant to come to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. I hope you can hear me.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. It's, thank you. It's all kinds of questions can be dealt with on this. Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. How may I help you? Hi, who's this?
This is Evelyn.
Well, hello, Evelyn, and where are you from?
Arizona.
Oh, how nice. Well, how may we help you today?
I don't know. I was just going to see, what are you picking up on me?
Well, pick a question, because Maureen says she works better when she has a question that she can concentrate on.
Okay, well, then I will focus on, like, finances.
So, Evelyn, do you want to know if finances are going to get better or worse or what?
Well, no, I'd rather it be better.
Yeah. What's it going to take for finances to get better? We're going to ask, what's it going to take on my cards for Evelyn's finances to get better right now? So I'm doing three piles. And the first one says, you've got to let go of something, you've got to change something, and you've got to be conservative. That's what's around you right now. So it's letting go of something, it's walking to a new way or walking away from something, and protecting yourself, being conservative. You've had a recent offer to do something in the world. Three of Pentacles is the next option. And Three of Pentacles means, I don't know, work or writing. It says you need to get advice about something. You've got to change something. And the change is about how you deal with home or around security. It says waiting. There's some delays. There's some sort of offer with children or around children. I don't know what that is. Is that coming for you?
Offer with... Well, the only thing is when you say offer with children, the only thing is my son's in college, and we're waiting for financial aid or student loans and stuff like that to go through, but we're still working on that. I don't really know where we're at. Kind of lost there.
Is he a senior in high school, or is he already in the process?
He's a sophomore in college.
Oh, okay, so he's already in the process, and there's some hesitation on getting the loans. Is he keeping his grades up?
I hope so.
Well, you should know. I mean, he's a sophomore.
Well, he says his grades are okay, but you know how they don't really tell us.
That's true. They don't anymore.
Well, you need to know that information, you know, because, you know, that determines, if some of these grade points determine some of the abilities for him to be able to stay.
And that's just it. He has to have the grades in order to get all this. So I'm assuming he does, because he said he's doing okay.
Okay. Well, then that's good. And he has in the past.
He's had issues in the past because of a medical condition. So that's
getting some cards that he's had some struggles here, and I'm thinking, is it his grades? What's going on, you know?
He had a medical condition last semester, but it's mostly dealing with the death of his dad.
Oh, yeah, that's hard. That's so hard on him.
So
says
he
the
went
truth.
Through some real depression and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's going to come back.
About Dad and the Star. Dad's actually, it's hard for him to see anything clearly still. He's in grief around that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some challenges on that. I hope he's working with a therapist or getting some therapy to help him do it. There's going to be an offer to him coming home to success. It's a little bit down the road, though. Right now, it is challenging with this money coming through.
Yes, it is very challenging. I'm working two jobs right now just to help him, you know, to live. But we're still working on financial aid to process grants and...
Yeah, that's being a little bit difficult right now at this time, I can tell you, just in general. The grants are an issue, but I think that with the stimulus money coming up, I think we're going to see that that is going to open up, okay? So he will get the help, but it's going to take a little time.
Yeah, as long as it pays for this semester and, you know, and then the process and getting paid for next semester, because I don't have any money to pay for it, and as much as, you know, I can only work so many hours in a day, even with two jobs.
Right, exactly.
Right. So. There's some competition around the truth, but the wishes there, Wheel of Fortune, change, and King of Pentacles, and a celebration coming home to success. Does he have anybody in the family, an uncle or anybody that would help him at all?
You know what? We did. We called somebody who is fairly well-to-do, and they told us no. They told him no. He asked, and they said no to him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
on
I
his dad's
knows
side.
About that right now, and I'm kind of wondering if this uncle or whoever he is might reconsider. I've got the chills on it, so I think there's something there about that money. I don't know.
The thing is I don't think my son or I have what it takes to call back and ask again. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just...
What's complicated with families? Maybe you don't have to, okay? Maybe you don't have to ask
I hope
again.
Do you think they would just... call us back and offer it then and say we've rethought it or what?
I don't know why I'm getting the chills like this. It says Judgment, King of Wands, something to do with his dad. Choices were made. There's a lot coming at this situation. Then it says Empress, an offer. It's emotional from this family. And there's a message, a phone, fax, or email that comes through. And it says to be patient in the world and an offer. No, I don't know if the offer is the government, you know, or the financial aid, or if it's somebody in the family. But when I first got this card, it looked like there was somebody that, around him that knew him, somebody, you know. So hopefully.
Yeah, because he called them and left a message to see if he would, they would just co-sign a student loan. He didn't ask for the money. He just asked if they would co-sign for the student loan, because I don't qualify with all the medical bills and, you know, how that goes with a death. You get all these issues, and so I can't qualify. So he asked them if they would just co-sign, and their answer was, no, we're getting ready to retire, and they didn't want anything hanging over their head from it.
Okay. Well, I think...
Don't get into resentment. Don't get into anger about it. Just let it be.
No.
Good decisions coming up. There's some good decisions coming up, and I got the star here. So he should talk to his dad on the other side, if his dad could help him in any way, and see if his dad could be a guardian angel here.
Okay. I know I've been asking his dad.
Well,
he needs
maybe
to
ask him.
Yep.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
Is everything around me, I know finances are really tight, and it's not like I'm not working, whatever, but, you know, with expenses and stuff, do you see where I'm going to be okay and that there's going to be money coming in more down the road, but right now it might be a little tight, but it'll get easier?
Yeah, it's going to get easier. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Like,
keep letting go of this feeling of not having enough. It's going to be okay.
Yes. You don't have to worry about
need
it.
Need to shift your old feeling of fear that mom and dad passed on to you about not having enough, because it'll be okay.
It'll be okay. Yeah, because, you know.
You need to shift that. Do you hear me, though? You need to shift that feeling of
not
thinking
not
that there's enough.
It's going to be enough. Even though you may not think it now, just know it will. And every time you slip into thinking it's not, know that it will change. Know that it will change.
No, it will change. Okay.
No, it won't change. No, accept that it will change. You can even start with Thanksgiving now that it's changed. Thank you for changing.
Right.
Just start the process of thanking you now. Can't hurt. Right?
Right. Well, you know, when you
move into your heart, not in your head, just move into your heart on this.
Yeah.
And know that this is the best plan for your son. Whatever's coming up is the best plan for him.
Right, because, you know, when they're suffering with depression, anxiety, and all that, and trying to focus in on school and stuff, you struggle within yourself for them, and that's, I know you're really not supposed to do that, but it's so hard. It's so hard not to grieve with them, you know. Not only do we grieve for my spouse, I grieve for him, too, because I know how hard he's having it.
Well, it's going to get better. Know that it will. No ifs, ands, or buts. Okay?
Okay, well, great.
God
well, thank
you
very
thank
much.
You hang in there.
Thank you.
Thank you, I will. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I have to say now, we've come to the end of our show. My goodness. It's been wonderful having you, and I hope to have you on in the new year, my dear. And I'm sorry if people were just waking up to the fact they could call in a little bit late. But I would like to thank you so much again for being my guest on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity, Phyllis.
Oh, and I hope to have you again in the coming year, if you will be so kind.
I'd love it.
Oh, good. And give them your phone number or contact information one more time, dear, quickly, because we have to sign off.
573-752-3299. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you all. God bless. Have a good week and enjoy. And this is Phyllis Pricer. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.